once we had a quorum and we were ready to go, it was about 10 after 7. Because of the workshop, we were a little late. But we proclaimed Arbor Day 2024 in Hastings, which is going to be April 19th. And the Parks Department will be planting trees in Featherstone Ponding Basin. I don't remember if it's 1 o'clock or 1:30 in the afternoon on that date. But that proclamation was read and approved last night. And then secondly, we had the new office manager for Pleasant Hill Library. That's Jill Bamanek. She talked a lot about the coming changes, a lot of different programs that she's instituting there. But the biggest thing she talked about was Pleasant Hill Library will go to a self-service hours. That means 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 11 p.m., and you have to have a separate card to get into the building. You have to be an adult. You have to take a little short program of how to access and, you know, deal with those things. Moving on from there, we approved the minutes from the March 18th meeting. Then we went to the consent agenda. We accepted donations from the Downtown Business Association, from Raider Nation, and Hastings Youth Athletic Association going to the Parks Department. We designated a special event for the Rivertown Live program that will be later this year. And we approved a parklet renewal for the Quarry Tap House. Other highlights, we approved in-store fireworks application at Coburn's and made an approval of a new cannabis product retail license for H Tobacco. And then there's some other things in there, excess property. And we went on to talk about change order for the arena. The West Arena is getting a new roof. And we decided that it was a good idea to add a new access hatch to make it a little safer to get into and out of.